got to focus on getting off to a better start. I mean, I got to stop turning the ball over. That would, I think that would help for a better start. So, just been down 17-0, 19-0, 2 weeks in a row. It's hard to overcome those leads. And defense did a heck of a job, I think, trying to keep them to some field goals, and they did that, and we just could not get anything going offensively, and it starts with, just bad. I got to play better at quarterback, and so that would be the focus this week, trying to, have more consistency, make better decisions, make better throws, and translate that to the playing field on Sunday.
And it is over here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
We just got to go back and to the drawing board and see what we can do better. But it's not going to be easy because, they're throwing a lot of different things at us. So we just got to go out and, like I said, go back to the drawing board and try to see what we can do and try to come back better with next week.
You win some, you lose some. But at the end of the day, it's how you bounce back. And right now, we got two losses on our back, back-to-back. We don't want it like that, but what can we do about it? It is what it is. We just got to get back in the lab and keep working and hopefully just climb up out of this hole that we've built ourselves.
As Kansas City comes to the Mile High City and gets a 29-13 win over the Denver Broncos.
I just told the team that it's easy. When you go through something like this to, try to act like you have all the answers right away. But I think smart people in this business, and I've been through this before, you stop and you go back and you look and you make sure that everybody's involved in the looking part of the process and you keep your composure and you go look at the big picture, not just try to narrow it down today.